With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans balk after Hunter Biden offers public testimony on Tuesday in response to a subpoena.
First son Hunter Biden offered to testify publicly before Congress, striking a defiant note in response to a subpoena from Republicans and setting up a potential high-stakes face-off. The Democratic president's son slammed the GOP subpoena's request for closed-door testimony, saying it could be manipulated. However, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, stood firm, saying the GOP expects full cooperation with their original demand for a deposition made in early November. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Finland says it will close its entire border with Russia over migration concerns.
Finland's Prime Minister, Petteri Orpo, has said that Finland will close its last remaining road border with Russia, accusing Moscow of undermining Finland's national security. Finland already closed 7 of its 8 checkpoints along its border with Russia this month, following a surge in arrival of migrants from the Middle East and Africa. The government says Moscow is ushering the migrants towards the Finnish border. It has accused Russia of trying to create a migration crisis in Finland, following the Nordic nation's entry into NATO this year. I'm Karen Chamas.
Tributes to Rosalynn Carter today from her family at a memorial service in Atlanta. Jason Carter, Jimmy and Rosalynn Carter's grandson, says his grandmother grew into a political force.
When she started in politics, she'd never talked to a group of people bigger than her Sunday school class. And then she elected a governor and a president. She shaped our national policies. She faced down dictators herself on issues of human rights.
Rosalynn Carter died November 19th at the age of 96. On Wall Street, the Dow by 83 points. This is SRN News. Religious freedom issues are being raised in Ukraine.
Ever since the invasion by Russia, Ukrainian officials have been cracking down on churches it accuses of being sympathetic to the invaders. Now the United Nations is raising concerns, especially about a proposed law that would shut down all religious organizations with ties to countries in armed conflict with Ukraine. Russian Orthodox officials in Ukraine say they are loyal to the country, and some have publicly condemned the invasion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion officially becomes part of Ohio's Constitution on December 7th, a month after voters approved the amendment. But how soon the impact of the new law is felt remains unclear. Existing abortion-related lawsuits are moving again through the courts now that voters have decided the issue, raising questions about implementation. The amendment did not repeal any existing Ohio laws, and pro-life activists are hoping the court will place some limits on abortion. This is SRN News. After a slow start, stocks continued their winning ways in November, finishing higher at the end of the day. We hear more from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted to a mostly higher close following a strong report on consumer confidence and growing hopes that the Federal Reserve is finished with its aggressive interest rate hikes. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Tuesday. The benchmark index is still on track to close out its best month of the year. The Dow added 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.3%. Treasury yields fell after Christopher Waller, a member of the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors, said he was increasingly confident that the Fed could get inflation back down to its 2% target. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set rates on mortgages, fell to 4.34%. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.